Hey, Dr. Chris here. Level 3 Coaching, level3coaching.org. Chris at Level 3 Coaching. Today what I'd like to talk to you about, and this is one of my favorites. I'd like to talk to you about dogma traps. And I don't know if that's my own word or someone else had told me that at some point. I had promised to make a video on this. I may make other videos. I'm sure I've made previous ones. Dogma traps are amazing. They are so freaking, they're everywhere. They're inescapable. So a lot of religion pushes us into dogma traps. I was on a social media site and something, you know, people are obviously rage baiting about something. And I was like, well, if we can deepen our faith. And one of the replies was a guy writing Bible quotes in like all caps type of thing, yelling at people. Well, listen, I could scream whatever Matthew 23:14 says in someone's face repeatedly. If they're not in the place to receive it, that's like just dumping water on a plant and you're flooding it, you're killing the roots and everything else. We cannot force our beliefs on another person. The best we can do is work on ourselves and set that example for the other person. What works for one person, I don't care how enlightened they claim to be or actually are, what works for that person will never, ever work for you. Your path will be unique. What that person can offer you is the gift of being able to help guide you towards your path, that gift of being able to listen to who you are, to connect to you at the heart level, and to give you the encouragement, the strength, the guidance to find your path, to give you inspiration by seeing their success, even to help raise your vibration by their presence, but they are not your path. So when I went to speak to all of these gurus, teachers, heck, the people I respect the most, I don't agree with them all the time. And at this point, I love that because we all have our own truth and I embrace the differences in truth. But here we go. I will get to the meat and potatoes, the dogma trap. Is when they say their way is the only way, when they say their way is the right way. When someone says that there's a certain strength towards non-duality, and non-duality is there is no other. It's not that there is only one, there is no separate other. And then there's other religious indications that'll say there's only one, and others will say there's only the void. I've been in all of those places. They're all true. The mind cannot process paradox. It is limited by the structure. But we can hold paradox in ourself. We can hold paradox in our higher intelligence. We can sit with the presence of paradox and accept and love it. Because that's the ultimate truth. We can go with these singular truths, and they are all true. Being able to hold the simultaneous opposing truths and respect that. Now, that's where the wisdom really lies. So all of these teachers, this is why you've been to all these people and it's failed for you. I've been to so many people. Oh, I wake everyone up within three calls. Well, guess what, buddy? It didn't work for me. Because you wanted me to follow your dogma. And unfortunately, my mind has a very strong rational component. And I say unfortunately because my goodness, it would have been a lot easier if I didn't have to deal with that. But for me, everything had to be precise. Everything had to be true and authentic. I couldn't just accept it because you said it. I accept it because I feel it, because I know it. My lessons, my teaching, my presence comes from truth. It comes from me getting to know who I am. It comes from me developing a faith and a connection with my creator. It comes from being able to see the bad things that happen in life and understand they're not bad. They're there for good reason to help me, to find my better path, to help me to steer back onto what I'm supposed to be doing, not following fear-based decisions. I have come to recognize that my trials and tribulations are because I have set a very high bar for my path, and my higher self or my creator has guided me towards this particular route. And sometimes that takes a strong push to get me off of a wrong path. Now, what does that mean? That means deep exploration of my faith, deep knowing of who I am, deep love for this world. Now, I didn't used to have all of that. So much of this got pushed on me through my journey through depression, anxiety, suffering, because I wasn't attentive to the lessons of the wind at my back, the lessons that I gained through the service of thy will be done, of presence, of paying attention, of giving everything I can to do the best I can for this world, to doing work on behalf of. That's a big part of my mission. So if I'm not serving that, if I'm doing things out of fear, out of scarcity, not out of abundance, like out of not trusting. You see, I was on a call yesterday, one of my classes, and this is one of the understandings that I've come to. And this has to become its own video too, but I'm gonna spill it. What is the opposite of fear? You see, fear is what the devil is, because fear is us believing ourselves to be vulnerable. Every religion has a teaching that says that we are perfect and cannot be harmed. That which we are made of, our soul, so to speak, can never be tarnished. I was at a program in India for 2 weeks, and it's not supposed to rain in January. Well, guess what? It did. It was a monsoon basically that day. Probably technically not a monsoon, so please. And I go to the hotel to get breakfast. I went there for breakfast, and there's a Bhagavad Gita. And I just flipped a page, and boom, right there in front of me, it's like that which cannot be harmed by swords or by rain, or that won't get wet by rain, etc., etc. And I'm like, wow, this is just the perfect passage. And then in the Tao Te Ching, there's a, I believe it's chapter 50 or 51, that also has that which is beyond physical harm. The man of the Tao is not going to get harmed. They talk about the other ones before that. And then there's the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He guides me through, yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil. So that, and I know because the Lord is at my side, because constantly we are being protected, but sometimes we need to be guided. And the hand of God does not want to be seen. And as I realized the other day, occasionally the hand of God will be seen as a slap across our face to try to get us onto our true and righteous path. And it's done out of love, because I have gone so far astray that I need a stronger push. Now, back to where I was, the dogma traps. What happens is so many people, so many teachers, so many authorities will have their truth and they become attached to it that they don't let other people explore their own. They lock us into their model. But depending on where you are on your own path, because like I say, I've explored various truths, that truth may or may not resonate. And even if it does resonate, you may outgrow it. And you need to give yourself permission to evolve past where that took you. You need to give yourself permission to find your own truth, because only you will ever connect to your own truth. Like, here's the deal. I am God living through the story of Chris, as you are God living through the story of whoever you are. We are. What is our soul? Our soul is the infinite. Our soul is the unlimited. Getting to live the story of this finite being addressing and overcoming challenges with the given limitations of being in this particular arena. So it's super cool. And embrace that, embrace the limits, because when one is unlimited, there is never growth. There is no challenge. And it's all reflected in what we create. It is all mirrors of each other. If we look at our dreams, I have a dream. Inside the dream, every character in that dream is me, reflected back at me, much like this world. If we look at movies, it's all the hero's journey ultimately. That's sort of a reflection of where we are. You look at video games, you start out level one with a wooden sword and a shield made of garbage, paper. And then as you level up, the next thing you know, you're fully armored with this phaser gun and all this other stuff because it's all about building ourselves and facing those final bosses, facing those fears, and having that growth and that deepening of faith, that deepening of trust. And that is when we begin to receive the gifts and begin to connect to the unlimited and begin to manifest our true self in this reality. As I've said, the body doesn't lie. The body will reflect it. The mind will reflect it. The world will reflect it. Who am I? I am this body. I am what's outside of this body. It is all a reflection of my consciousness. Right there. There's your dogma trap. You want a dogma trap? Boom. The story is not real. Yeah, that works awesomely to reel in people who are depressed and anxious. Oh, yeah, the story's not real. You can escape it if you sign up for my program. Guess what? You can't escape the story. You can thin it, you can somewhat detach from it, but the whole purpose of this game is the story. No, it's not real. The same way a dream isn't real, but why do you have the dream? Nothing in the dream is real. The only reason you have it is for the story. So, no, you can't escape the story, but you can become your own victor in the story. You can switch who you are, you can change your character, you can build it, you can redefine yourself. You can find who you are. You see, you can't escape the body either. When they say the body isn't you, that's totally true. You're so much more than the body, but no one else is that body. So, yeah, that's your home. That's home base. Yeah, you can go other places. You go out of body. You can do this and that, remote view. Awesome. Guess where you're coming back to, honey? That's it. This is home. Learn to love it. Learn to understand it. Learn to listen to it. I had a patient the other day. This woman's had a problem for 25 years. She's like, my body doesn't listen to me. I've had this problem for 25 years. I said, honey, you're not listening to your body. It's been asking you for help for 25 years. I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I don't think I called her honey, but anyway. I'm the Lorax. I speak for the trees. I try to help people hear their bodies. Because I've been doing this for long enough, I try to speak for their body in a way that they can begin to understand and listen and not just try to turn off the alarm. All of our medicine, as we know it, is, ooh, how can I shut up that alarm? So, yeah, if there's a fire in your house, and I've done this when stupid smoke detectors in the kitchen, goodness, that thing starts going because I'm burning something in a pan. I smack it out of the ceiling and stick it in the freezer. But that doesn't solve where the smoke is coming from. I also take the pan off the stove, move it outside until it's done smoking, whatever. If I don't pay attention to the alarm and actually fix the cause, then I'm going through this whole life because the body is trying to tell me the truth. And this woman in particular, she was stuck in a cycle of anxiety. She never addressed why she was so anxious. So her body was like, please stop. Please, I can't live like this. And she's like, I'll take another Advil. Shut up. That didn't solve it. That's why she came to see me. And then we worked on the anxiety, and her body became better and better. So, the dogma traps. The story's not real. You're not real. This and that. Guess what? You can't run away from it. We have to clear our junk. Now, it doesn't have to be a long process. It can happen instantly. Yes, belief systems can limit, they can help depending on how we use them. So I'm not going to say, oh, it takes 20 years to clear. I was a bit of a slow learner, but I learned a lot. Give yourself permission to succeed. Understand that you are actually the embodiment of divinity in this plane. Understand that when you come from that place of truth, you are connecting to that divine consciousness. Pay attention to what the world is telling you. One of the things that I say too is pay attention to what I'm saying for myself. Because if I say the same thing over and over to other people, that means guess what? It's for me, not for them. I have to start listening to those words. So really feel that love. Click the link below for more information, level3coaching.org. Like and share this video if it benefits you. I really hope that on some level you can connect to this. This is a really important video because we put so much trust in these teachers that have helped other people. And then when we don't do well, we think it's our fault. It's not. And it's not the teacher's fault. It's because it's not a resonance. So you can't blame anyone. It's a learning experience, but you are not a failure. Whatever happened, you are not a failure. You are learning. Give yourself permission for that, because that's how you get to success. That's how you get that proper direction for you. And you start building that momentum, and then the wind is at your back. That's when you start loving yourself. You guys be good. It's been a pleasure. Dr. Chris, Level 3 Coaching.